Joy Reid, I saw your monologue on MSNBC, and I wanted to tell you about something really weird that I just saw here in Tel Aviv. I saw empty parking spots. I'll get to why they're empty in just a moment. As an Israeli who sees Palestinians as human beings who deserve life and also understands that Hamas's existence means my death, I'm experiencing what academic ethicists would call a sandwich, and as Aristotle famously wrote, it doesn't matter what end you bite from. Let's talk about Americentrism. Your MSNBC studio in Washington, D.C. is 5,500 miles away from Gaza. I'm a 90-second missile trajectory or a 45-minute drive for a Toyota pickup truck that gets all green lights, not because of some manifestation of positive energy aligning with a grand tapestry of the universe, but because said Toyota pickup also carries RPGs through the Israeli suburbs. Americentrism isn't another woke hashtag, it's America's foreign policy cognitive Achilles heel. Americentrism is the reason people who are 9,000 kilometers away find it hard to A, understand the word kilometer, and B, truly believe the extent to which Hamas has no problem sacrificing its own civilians, even when their official spokesperson spells it out on international television. Americentrism is why it's hard for people to accept the full extent to which Hamas places its weapons and fighters in mosques, hospitals, schools, and homes, or the extent to which Gaza has more underground real estate than the Red Line of Shady Grove. Oh, but unlike the DC Metro, weren't designed for a single innocent Palestinian civilian to shelter there. Americentrism is why it's hard for people to believe that Hamas is documented stopping civilians from leaving areas that Israel has warned them to leave weeks in advance. Americentrism is the difference between book smart and street smart. You know who does get it? Palestinians. Palestinians in Gaza, Palestinians in the West Bank, Israeli Arab, Palestinian citizens, even the leaders of the Arab world, as Dennis Ross wrote in the New York Times. The people of the Levant are not known for being suckers. Even reasonable people with similar values can disagree when one lives in the Hamas death radius and another lives in a town where people give directions relative to the nearest Smithsonian. In other words, you can choose not to bite from Aristotle's sandwich. Palestinians and Israelis can't, and that brings me to these creepy, empty parking spots. 5% of our population is literally under military reserve duty right now. If the United States called everyone up, that would amount to about 0.5%. That means this country can't afford faraway, pointless wars. Our military casualties don't get buried on page 4 with no photo. This country is too damn small for that. Not only that, only a few months ago, an unprecedented amount of Israeli Reserve Air Force pilots and Reserve Special Forces signed letters that they would not report for duty if Netanyahu continued his judicial reform. So none of the people who left these parking spots really like our Prime Minister. And no, none of us own crystal balls with a perfect military strategy, but those reservists, the citizens of this country that don't exactly like our government, reported for duty at 120% capacity. Everyone here dove face first into that sandwich, and yes, my neighbors deserve air cover. Did someone say carpet bombing? Don't let your Americentrism lead you to deny that the Hamas tunnel infestation is just that widespread, as we learned from the 1,500 Hamas terrorists that were captured on October 7th and told us where they are. How else do you think they fit 40,000 armed terrorists, a number provided by Hamas themselves, to the Washington Post? This isn't Die Hard from 1988 or 1990 or 1995 or 2007 or 2013. There is no Bruce Willis to play John McClane, the relatable and vulnerable everyman who consistently finds himself in extraordinary situations, whose dedication to his job puts a strain on his marriage, a prominent subplot that adds depth to his character. And no, our special forces that everyone keeps mentioning can't sit there with a jackhammer wearing orange vests all day. We need to get Palestinian civilians out of there, and we need to create a better future for Palestinian children. But Hamas is actively holding back both. And when you live one Toyota Hilux joyride away from being burned alive, you accept reality and get over your Americentrism real fast. By putting Israel in a situation where it has to choose between dead Palestinian babies and dead Israeli babies, seriously, f*** those guys. You know what the deciding factor is? Hamas keeps firing missiles at us, and their official spokesperson vows to repeat the 7th of October over and over again on international television, and yes, 4 weeks in, they continue to try. The only thing we know is that the way to save the most lives of any group, Palestinian and Israeli, is to stop Hamas now. Yes, Joy Reid, your question forced me to say the sentence that the suicidal radical Islamic jihadist terrorist of Hamas want me to say. Bombing Gaza makes me, my family, and my neighbors safer. May Palestinians and Israelis all live to see the same peace, safety, and lack of parking as you have in Washington, D.C.